Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Papito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now. Of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning journalist. So supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows more. You buy the pay-per-views, or do you? Straight up, you can impart if you like, drop your opinion. Straight up, this is your chance. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the more popular no commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio, you can. Text line here is 415-275-1613. The Ring Talk text line here in the studio, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, Showtime going tonight with Ray Vargas and Oshika Foster. Of course, that's going to go at 130 pounds for the WBC 130-pound belt. Of course, that's live on Showtime. Outside of that, it's a quiet weekend in the world of boxing. MMA, of course, got some things going on tonight as well. Of course, we'll talk about that and more because I always like to kick dirt at Dana White. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. This is a Saturday edition. Of course, we come to you Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Saturday for an hour. Sunday for 2 hours. Of course, it's going to be live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 217, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated but never duplicated. Stay tuned after the break and find out why. This is your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar of my buddy, Jeff Tamalier. Straight up a superstar, no doubt about that. I call him the Hendrix of funk. He, of course, he's with Tower of Power, Starship, a whole lot of bands. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Friday night, 40-year-old former heavyweight title challenger, Fast Eddie Chambers. Fast, 43-5, 24 KOs, won his first fight since 2016 with a third-round KO over, get this, 305-pound Corey Williams. Corey came in at 305 pounds with a record of 6-13 with 4 knockouts and 2 draws. What are the chances of him winning? Slim and none? Yeah, and Slim's out of town. Bottom line is, they put this on in Texas. The co-feature featured heavyweight Jarrell Nettles, 2-3 with 1 knockout, scoring a second round TKO over another 305-pound guy. How do they find these 305-pound guys? Only in Texas? Another 305-pound guy named Ricardo Waller. Was Waller like the other guy in drag or something like that? These both 200. Come on, what are the chances of having 610 pounds in the same dressing room? Probably not, but they have it in Texas. Anyway, the time was 2 minutes and 40 seconds. The Waller he knocked out was 0-1. Came in left, obviously now 0-2. Obviously, the fights in Texas are trash. They always have been. The bottom line is when Dickie Cole ran the commission down there, I used to chastise him all the time. He told me, Pedro, I'm just doing business. I'm doing business. Yeah, doing business. But the bottom line is some of those fights. And I remember when Julio Cesar Chavez went to take his drug test in Texas about 6, 7, 8 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, maybe longer. Anyway, they couldn't find a cup for him to piss in. I kid you not. They said we went all over the stadium and we couldn't find a cup for him to piss in. Well, really? You're looking for a cup for him to piss in a stadium? How about a drugstore? Anyway, bottom line is, that's Texas. So we go from Texas to the Bronx and bring in the Bronx Bomber. Of course, I'm talking about boxing's PhD, Socrates Bomber. Socrates, who the hell is Jahan Ingram?
Your guess is as good as mine, brother. Let me see how quick I can Google that.
No, he knocks out Rolly Romero in the gym this week. He's only got 3 fights. He's got 3 fights and 3 wins, but he knocks out Rolly with a perfectly pictured left hook. I think it's at badlefthook.com, but the bottom line is that left hook that he knocked Rolly out with in the gym was a telling left hook. Rolly was square, and he got squared.
What comes around goes around, right? Rolly Romero, a lot of his fame came about him whipping up on Ryan Garcia in a sparring session. And now another guy comes out and he's getting clout off of Rolly Romero. So it's a circle of life. Good for Ingram. I hope he's able to parlay that in his career and keep getting bigger fights and becoming a bigger name in the sport. It's a beautiful thing.
You know, if we were going to have a battle of me and Sacramento, we're going to have a big fight, Hernandez and Fernandez. We have a couple of fights, and it never, ever happens. And the bottom line is, if he beat me, I would have to go fight him up at his up in Sacramento if I wanted a rematch. And I understood that, okay? And it was, you know, when the winner calls the shots. Now, in the Ryan Garcia, and that was in the amateurs, in the Ryan Garcia, Gervonta Davis thing, clash, of course, set for April 15th, somewhere in Texas, I think, or Vegas. But the bottom line is, the rematch is sort of dictated, supposedly, on Al Haymon. Al Haymon says he wants rights to the rematch, whether Gervonta Davis wins or loses. And it was always like the winner calls the shots. I mean, I'm thinking of Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis when HBO and Showtime went back and forth. Whoever won the fight got to show it later on as far as the delayed broadcast was concerned. Winner takes all.
That's how it kind of should be, but we're in a new world. But if the optimist in me says the fight will happen. Numerous news outlets, from what I remember, Mike Coppinger might have been the first guy to say, and Chris Mannix piggybacked off of that, and this guy on YouTube, Boxing Ego. It seems like it's going to happen. Golden Boy received a new contract from PBC, and basically the rematch will happen. The rematch clause can be exercised if Gervonta Davis wins.
Okay.
And so hopefully, and the fight fan doesn't care about all that. They just want to see the two men step in the ring April 15th and what happens. We'll deal with the rematch if it's necessary, you know, after, you know, we'll worry about that on April 16th. Let's worry about April 15th, right?
Yeah, all right, let's talk 140 pounds. Josh Taylor at one point in time had all the belts, 140. I think he's only got one left, the WBO belt. Bottom line is, Top Rank is talking about him and Teofimo Lopez. What about Jack Catterall? Nobody's giving that guy any respect, and he licked him like a stamp the first time.
Jack Catterall was interviewed by a British media, and he saw a tweet about Josh Taylor and Teofimo Lopez, and he replied with a duck emoji. That's all you have to know about that, you know. which I thought was brilliant. Yeah, man, it's amazing how these fighters get away with just, you know, just being oblivious to the obvious. I mean, you owe Jack Catterall a rematch. I mean, I don't know how Josh Taylor shaves in the morning, brushes his teeth in the morning, knowing that Jack Catterall spanked him, got a gift. And he just ignores the fact. I mean, it was one of the worst robberies of this decade, number one. And Jack Catterall deserves a rematch. And Josh Taylor and Teofimo Lopez, it's a good fight. But let Josh Taylor take care of business first, you know? He owes Jack Catterall a rematch.
Okay. Joe Joyce and Zhiyao Zhang, the Chinese heavyweight. Of course, he had that one disputed loss, I think. Bottom line is he can't fight all that well. But Double Z and Double J are going to hook it up April the 15th, same date in the UK. I think they've sold a lot of tickets for this one. I think Joe Joyce, I'll put it to you like this. Vladimir Klitschko is like Muhammad Ali as far as boxing skills are concerned compared to Joe Joyce. Joe Joyce is robotic as hell. Why have they got so much? Why is there so much stock in Joe Joyce at 36, 37 years old?
Well, the guy keeps winning. You know, you got to give him credit. He may not look pretty. He never gets tired. He's older, and he has a George Foreman-esque quality about him. You know, the guy's a plodding, and he's a monster of a guy. So he has to be taken serious. And you know what? That's the beauty of our sport, right? We have different ways of winning. And Joe Joyce's, you know, his secret sauce is he's probably in better condition than a lot of these heavyweights, and he's relentless, and he's a big guy. He goes by the nickname Juggernaut for a reason, but when he fights Zhang, he's going to be the smaller guy, you know. And Zhang, he has improved. He's trained by a good buddy of mine, Sean George, out of New Jersey, okay. Former light heavyweight contender. So I think that's an intriguing fight. Both guys are older. They're past 36, I believe, both guys. So it's really make or break. You know, it's make or break, and I hope to get a good competitive fight. And the winner should be in line for a title shot.
People know on this show when I talk, when I say the word spit, I mean spit with an H. And I got to mention this. When you look at the entire picture right now, Anthony Joshua, he's going to take on Mr. Franklin, Jermaine Franklin. Okay, Anthony Joshua, you can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit. Is that a good? Am I going too far there on the 2012 Olympic gold medalist?
Well, Anthony Joshua has kind of, I don't know if he's putting on the black hat right now. You know, he was kind of like always Mr. Corporate, Mr. Put it this way. If you had a son that grew up to be Anthony Joshua, he'd be a happy guy. The guy's, he looks like an Adonis. He's about 6'5". Beautiful. He should be an Olympian. He's got commercials, corporate endorsements. But now he said in the press conference that, why, you know, Eddie, I think he was answering one of Eddie Hearn's questions on the press conference. Why he fights, he says, is because he likes getting paid. So, you know, not necessarily the answer that you would get from the, you know, from a golden boyish, you know, persona. Is it a little too late? Maybe. You know, he moved out to Texas now for camp. He's training with Errol Spence's people. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's good. Change is good. Change is good. But he's taking on not your average comeback fight. Jermaine Franklin can fight. And he, and Jermaine Franklin, the reason he lost to Dillian White was because he was on the shelf for so long. Now, I'm assuming that they're taking on Franklin because Franklin's not much of a puncher. But Anthony Joshua better be in the best condition that he's ever been in, because he could get upset and his career could fall to spit.
He got beat by a fat man and beat an obese man. That's the best way to describe the two fights with Andy Ruiz. Is that about right?
Yeah, brother. There's no other better way to put it. I mean, Anthony Ruiz basically lost the heavyweight title at the taco truck, right?
Yeah,
taco truck and Coronas. And, you know, Anthony Joshua fought the strategic fight. He didn't engage Ruiz like he did at Madison Square Garden. And it was the right strategy, but then he went and lost to a blown up cruiserweight in Alexander Usyk. So, you know, you question Joshua's greatness, you know, his heart to be the best, and then he comes out with a statement saying that he's really fighting for the money, and God bless him, because it's reported that he earned over $60 million in that Usyk fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's
what's up. Evidently, I keep asking my British friends, what makes Anthony Joshua tick in the UK? They tell me it's chicks. The chicks are all enamored with him. They're no longer in the squares. It's not really boxing fans anymore.
I can dig it, bro. Like I said, look, if I look like Anthony Joshua for the weekend, you know, and I was single, you know, I definitely would be okay, you know, at the clubs. You know, I think Anthony Joshua, you know, when things come easy to somebody, you don't appreciate it. And I think boxing kind of came easy to Anthony Joshua. And he picked up the sport late. You know, but now it's time. You know, where does he go from here? Crossroads fight against Franklin. And it won't be easy.
Franklin's a live bet, live underdog, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
February the 11th, 1931. That's when Daniel was born. No, that's Larry Merchant's birthday. Today is Larry Merchant's 92nd birthday. Is it 92nd or 90? 92nd birthday, right? Yeah, 92nd. Holy cow. Anyway, we can't get him on the phone. He's busy as hell this morning, obviously celebrating. He's out doing his thing with the godmama. Of course, Patricia Stitch, his lovely wife, the retired actress from Hollywood. Bottom line is they are a wonderful couple. We wish them the very best. Happy birthday to the godfather, no doubt about that, the retired HBO godfather. Now, before I ask Socrates Palmer what's on his mind, I do want to mention that my favorite guy, Andrew Tate, is in jail. Ah! He's in jail in Romania, and they're holding him. He's been in jail for like 45 days already. They're going to hold him another 30 days. Him and his brothers are held in Bucharest, along with two chicks from that country, from Romania, for sex trafficking. Evidently, what they were doing is they were selling girls on the internet. You know, like you put in a couple of bucks, and this girl's your fan or something like that. You go to a website, you go a couple of bucks, you get to watch for 2 minutes, and then they cut it off. And he put another $2. The bottom line is Andrew Tate made a lot of money doing that. But the bottom line is right now he's rotting in jail, in a Romanian jail. And it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. That being said, we go from a piece of spit to a real nice guy in Socrates Palmer. I despise that guy.
I think, it's...
We have daughters.
Right. If you're a parent, it's kind of hard to root for a guy like that. And, you know, you hope that the authorities get it right this time. You know, in the sport that we love, you know, a lot of times the judges and the authorities get things wrong. Let's see if the judges get things right.
And, these Romanian people have got them. There's absolute no. I've looked at the little bit of evidence that they've released and being a former cop and a licensed private investigator. I mean, I don't see this going nowhere but to jail. They're going to confiscate all his stuff. Him and his brother, with Tristan, I think is his name, they're going to jail. They're going to stay in jail for a long time. And when they get out, he'll still have a YouTube following. He'll still have a Facebook following. And what was scary is that I read somewhere is that 17 to 22% of males in this country between 18 and 22 identify with the guy.
They have to be careful because they're turning him into a martyr. And that'll only make his fan base even stronger.
Well, yeah. Whatever it is, bottom line is, we have fights tonight on, tell you what, let's go back to, before I get to tonight's fights, we'll get that towards the end of the segment. What's new in your world? What's on your mind? What's been irking, you know, you write things down to talk about on the show. What's on the notebook today?
Well, I'm looking forward to tonight's fight between Ray Vargas and Oshaki Foster.
Why?
Emanating from San Antonio, Texas, because other than the UFC, there's not much going on. You know, when you're married and you got two kids, I mean, you know, your second nights evolve around, you know, two guys getting beat up, you know, so.
No, I get that, but Ray Vargas, for some reason, Ray Vargas doesn't turn the clock in my house. Why?
I mean, he's undefeated. I mean, you look at the two guys' resumes, Vargas has fought the slightly better competition. He's got almost double the fights in 36 fights. Mm-hmm. But, right, he's not an exciting, he's not, he's a guy that, I'm not going to say boring, but he's not the typical Mexican blood and guts guy. You know, he won his title against Misagua, the Filipino, by split decision not too long ago. Misagua had defeated Gary Russell Jr. And Shaki Foster, who's has two losses early in his career, has been on a nice winning streak the last 5 years. So it's an intriguing matchup. The winner takes a step forward. You know, WBC 130, it's a major title. You know, when you have that green belt, it's the best belt in the world. You know, no offense to anyone else, but it's the coolest looking belt, and he's fighting on 130, you know, on Showtime. So it should be a good fight, and the winner will elevate their careers without a doubt.
Okay. Shakur Stevenson, Eddie Cross said he is the best at 135, maybe almost 140. 19-0, 9 KOs, of course. Kid has that baby face. I think, is it Newark, New Jersey where he comes from? The bottom line is he is undefeated. He's taking on a Japanese guy, April the 8th. That's going to be in Newark, New Jersey, his hometown. That's right. The guy's name is Shuichiro Yoshino. He's 16-0, but if ever there was a Japanese mark, this is it. Why is he fighting a Japanese mark at home when he can fight? I mean, essentially, he doesn't have to go that far. He can get Daniel here in the city.
Well, you know, I'm going to give the Japanese fighter the benefit of the doubt. I think he's going to come to win. You know, I don't think he's going to come and take a check. Japanese athletes, for the most part, are very prideful people. He's fighting in the Prudential Center, which is a beautiful hockey arena. And I have also been there for boxing with the Polish fighter. I can't remember his name. He's on many events, the light heavyweight.
Yep.
And they draw well. They draw well, but for a Polish fighter. Now, there's no secret, and Bob Arum said it before, the toughest thing in the world is to promote an African-American fighter. Okay, so I want to see, despite him being a hometown kid, how many people pay, that's an important three-letter word, pay to see Shakur Stevenson fight at the Prudential Center, which is a beautiful arena, the arena of the New Jersey Devils. And, you know, he's fighting an undefeated fighter, and it should be a good matchup. It's also a showcase for their future talent. Keyshawn Davis is fighting, former Olympian, and the real big baby, Jared Anderson, out of Ohio.
Here's what's up. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to bet on Stevenson. If I was to bet on Stevenson, I would probably bet the life of my producer in the other room and everybody else, because I don't think the Japanese guy's got a shot. Not going to Newark. They're not bringing him in. Bob Arum was looking to build Shakur Stevenson into some type of a franchise as far as boxing is concerned. I don't think that this Japanese guy is going to be an impediment. Let's talk about the women last week. Amanda Serrano, she shined.
She did. She shined. She won. It wasn't easy. You know, the Mexican girl. Yeah. Cruz.
Erica Cruz.
Came to fight. Erica Cruz, yes. Props to her. She came to fight. You know, came to enemy territory, and she showed out.
It cracks me up, though. She wasn't all that skilled. She just had a couple different moves, but she just kept coming with them. She had she bobbed at one point. She would bob and come. Same thing, but she was coming.
She was a robot. She was there, coming forward. She didn't take a back step. Amanda buzzed her a few times. But, you know, if she had any puncher power, it would have been a more interesting fight. But
no, had they fought with proper gloves, it would have been a more interesting fight.
Yeah, you pioneered it. You said that.
I'm just being frank with you. They as far as women are concerned, they shorten the rounds to 2 minutes, which I think is really cool. But they've got them carrying these extra heavy gloves, so therefore they can't get leverage on their punches. And for the most part, women can't punch. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, with those big gloves, women can't punch. Except for Ann Wolf. I would bet on Ann Wolf just about against any man. You and me, Daniel, all these kind of good. So anybody off the street, Ann Wolf is my choice.
Ann Wolf, yeah, I'm not messing with Ann Wolf. You know,
I can't remember who the guy she buzzed. I can't remember, was it Leon Spinks? I think somebody like that. But she buzzed somebody big time. We were in Vegas, and she buzzed somebody big time. They said, "Look, look, look, that's a woman," and it was her. It was Ann Wolf. That's when I named her Man Wolf.
Ouch.
Well, come on, man. She lit this guy up like the, I mean, the guy she had like, you know, guy had like 25 pounds on her. The guy was all ripped, this and that. Can't remember who it was. And she like lit him up.
Yeah. I mean, Ann Wolf, a hell of a fighter and a good trainer. You know, she was the only guy to, I mean, I'm sorry, the only trainer
to get
James Kirkland, you know, into shape. So Ann Wolf was a pioneer, and I'm not sure she's in the Boxing Hall of Fame, but she should be.
Okay. Real quick before I let you go. Golden Boy's trying to ink Terrence Crawford. They had a picture with him and Bernard, this and that, and Oscar. You know, am I supposed to get excited about him signing with Top Rank? I mean, with the Golden Boy?
I think so, because, I mean, you know, the promotion that he fought under, apparently they have gone belly up.
They gone belly up already, BLK?
That's what I'm hearing, that they're not going to be able to sustain what they're doing.
You mean these clowns that I made fun of like 2 months ago when I clowned them for trying to put that crap on pay-per-view?
maybe. I don't know, brother. But, you know,
everybody was listening. People were listening. They knew that was trash. These guys are serving trash. They deserve to be out of business. You have a good weekend. Kiss the kids. Hug the wife. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, and happy birthday to the legend, the GOAT, Larry Merchant.
The godfather himself, that's right, retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant. Happy birthday. We're trying to get him on the phone, but he's busy. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I know a place where people rang true. The sort of place they're in a care.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
That is the theme from Law & Order. The reason why I bring that up, of course, we're talking about the Sonny Liston, Muhammad Ali first fight. Of course, this week, there was a big story on that. It came out that the mob, you know, the mob fixed the fight, this and that. Well, I'm going to run it by you like this, okay? I didn't meet him. I was around Blinky Palermo. Blinky Palermo and Frankie Carbo ran boxing for the mafia in the 1950s, okay? That's just the way it was. They were like the kings of boxing. When Mr. Brown called you, that was Frankie Carbo, told you not to win that night. You didn't win that night, okay? That's how what kind of control they had over the sport of boxing. So anyway, so I see Frankie Carbo, Blinky Palermo, in Atlantic City. I guess it was 1990. He was at a fight in AC, and of course the promoter's kid called him Uncle. That being said, I never wrote about it or said anything about it because I had an incredible amount of respect for the promoter. I'm talking about Frank Gelb. So, Blinky Palermo was there. Frankie Carbo had died. This week, a story came out. Fact check. Some moguldom.com. Powerful Lucchese crime family fixed first Muhammad Ali fight against Sonny Liston. Of course, that's because Frankie Carbo was Sonny Liston's manager, so they think the fight was obviously fixed. Listen, the first fight wasn't fixed. He took a hell of a beating for 7 or 8 rounds. He just said he took a hell of a licking. They tried to poison Muhammad Ali by putting some liniment on his gloves, and then it was a hit. Ali was going, oh, I can't see. Cut off the gloves, like the second or third round. I cut off the gloves, I can't see. The reason why they were saying that is because he put Moncel solution or something like that on his gloves to put him in Muhammad Ali's eyes, because Ali was in control of that fight. They tried to take it away from him. That was the only chicanery, I think, in that fight. When Liston quit after 7 or 8 rounds, I think he was done. He was a beaten man, no doubt about that. Nobody really knows how old Sonny Liston was, okay? So I'm not thinking that the first fight was fixed. Now, the second fight is a fight that everybody talks about. Of course, in Lewiston, Maine, they couldn't find a place for it to hold it in the United States because of the fact that Muhammad Ali was... said his name was Muhammad Ali and not Cassius Clay. He wasn't going into the army. So they said, he's unpopular. Put him in Lewiston, Maine. I don't know about that. But the bottom line is, Lewiston, Maine was a sight. Okay? And, of course, Muhammad Ali knocked out Sonny Liston in the first round with that phantom punch, the anchor punch, whatever you want to call it. It was the right hand. It connected. Sonny Liston was drilled, concussed his first second. I think he went down. He was legitimately went down. The referee was Jersey Joe Walcott, the former world heavyweight champion. The last time a heavyweight champion refereed a title fight. And they blamed him for it. And blamed him for what? I'll tell you what. They stopped the fight. After Liston got up, they were fighting again. Him and Ali were fighting again. Walcott stopped the fight, just mysteriously stopped the fight in the middle of the night. WTF, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, Nat Fleischer was a Ring magazine editor, and he was a timekeeper ringside, and he got Jersey Joe Walcott's attention and said, no, he was down for longer than 10 seconds. The fight's over with. No, man, this is a 10 count, and the referee has sole discretion as to what goes on in there, not the timekeeper, okay? Bottom line was, I think Nat Fleischer screwed that whole thing up, and of course, was he in the tank? I don't want to say Nat was in the tank, but something was amiss there that night. Just something was amiss. I mean, they could have let that fight go on. Liston and Ali were fighting. They were fighting back and forth, and Walcott just stopped the fight. I mean, Liston finally got up. He got up maybe a 10, 12 count. Who cares how long he was on the count, the canvas? They got up. They were fighting again. They were engaged, and the fight was stopped by the referee. But originally, it was stopped by the timekeeper, who was Nat Fleischer, the editor of Ring Magazine at the time. Now, that fight I don't think was fixed either, because I saw the punch land, okay? Larry Merchant was there. He saw the punch land. Happy birthday, Larry Merchant, one more time. 92 years old today. Wow. February 11th, 1931. What can I say about him? He has a Ukrainian background. He's a Ukrainian Jew. His parents came here from Ukraine. So that's why he has a vested interest in Ukraine versus Russia right now. And, of course, he became the HBO godfather after spending time with the Philadelphia Daily News as one of their sports editors and featured writers and all that kind of good stuff. He was, like, an accomplished writer before he ever went to HBO. Of course, he went to HBO. 1978 and stayed there all the way until like 2012, something like 2010, something like that. Bottom line is, what a run he had at HBO. Happy birthday to Larry Merchant one more time. So my theory on the Sonny Liston thing is that, well, I feel that the second fight wasn't fixed, and I feel that his death, although it's controversial, it really shouldn't be. And I'll put it to you like this, okay? Jennifer Childers, she was a outstanding, beautiful female boxer. She left me a comment on the website. She talked about Sonny Liston's wife, Geraldine. And I think I had seen her or had a fight or something like that in the 80s and didn't talk to her or something like that. They were going to get me an interview or she was on. I forget. There was some kind of contact with her in the show, and I don't remember what it was. So anyway, Geraldine Liston, she wasn't home. She was the one that came home a few days later, supposedly after Sonny died in the house circa 1970, I think New Year's Eve. Of course, he didn't show up for that party at Johnny Taco's ringside gym there, and Johnny Taco got concerned. He went looking for him, and Taco and his manager, Davey Pearl, the referee for the Tommy Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard first fight, the referee that stopped the fight in the 14th round with Tommy Hearns on the ropes, of course, he was Liston's manager at the time, okay? And Liston has been trying to make a comeback of sorts in Las Vegas. Of course, had that loss to Leotis Martin, got knocked out, beat, Sonny was a good fighter. I mean, Sonny beat everybody just about but Muhammad Ali. I mean, there's no shame in losing to Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali, whatever you want to call him at that point in time. And once he was Cassius Clay, then he became Muhammad Ali. I mean, the speed kills. Speed kills, no doubt about that. And speed won that fight. Now, the death of Sonny Liston. This is the big controversy. 1970, New Year's Eve, this and that. Of course, I said they found him in his room, laying on his bed. The house was locked from the inside. The mob killed him. The mob killed him? I don't know. Jen Childers says his diamond ring was missing, and a little poodle was missing. I never heard that before. I never heard either the diamond ring or the poodle. I never heard that. But the bottom line is, Sonny was laying on the bed, Daniel. He's laying on the bed naked. He's got his naked on the bed. The house is locked from the inside. He's on the bed naked, okay? And his underwear are down around his ankles, and he's dead on the bed. I mean, nobody's come in to shoot him. He hasn't, you know what I'm saying? He hasn't overdosed or anything like that. So obviously, he came and went at the same time. I mean, that's the only way I could. And I'm not saying that to be a stand-up comic, the Johnny Taco days or anything like that. I'm just trying to be frank with you. I mean, as an investigator, I looked at the picture. That's the first thing I saw. The guy's got his underwear down around his ankles. He's in a locked house. And he died. I mean, come on, man. It happens. People die during sex. It happens. It happens. People come and go all the time. Sonny came and went at the same time. Bottom line is, that's how Sonny Liston died. That's my opinion. Other people have different opinions, but that is the opinion of a guy that spent almost a decade with the SAPD and better than 35 years in criminal investigations. Now, we go from criminal investigations to the human pimp. I'm talking about Dana White, my favorite guy. Of course, the UFC president. No, he's not my favorite guy. You guys know that. I mean, if ever there was a pimp in the world of athletics or in the world at large, it is Dana White. And why do I say that? Because, you know, Dana collects $10. For every $10 Dana collects, he only pays his fighters $1.20, okay, at max. Now, if you thought about as a business, that's great. That's good profit. But for the fighters who end up with CTE and everything like that, because, listen, your world is not long in the world of the UFC. I talked about this before. I'm going to do this as soon as the Super Bowl's over, so maybe next week or the week after we'll do a CTE show with Dr. Nitin Sethi of the New York State Athletic Commission. But the bottom line is, if you play football, you're 200% more likely to get CTE than a boxer. If you do MMA and the UFC type of things, you're 3 times more likely or 300% more likely to get CTE than a boxer. Wow, and you thought boxing was dangerous? I do. I mean, good Lord, I wouldn't let them. I don't know if somebody asked me the other day, would you let your kid box? Probably not. Would I let my kid play football? Hell no. No, no. Listen, I see guys punch drunk all the time. I mean, Joe Buckner, former heavyweight title challenger. Of course, he fought Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier and all those guys back in the day. He's from the UK. He's got dementia right now. It's like he's 72 or 74 years old, something like that. But the bottom line is, dementia is commonplace in the world of boxing, okay? More common than it is in other sports. Why is that? It's called pugilistic dementia. In other words, guys take shots, and then one day they start mumbling, and then one day they start slowing down, and one day they can't go to the bathroom, and before you know it, they're a vegetable, all because of the residual effects of professional boxing and or mixed martial arts. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I wouldn't let my kid do it. I just wouldn't. I mean, I trained my sister. I let her fight. My sister, the reason why I trained her is some girl was bullying her at school. So my sister got together with a three punch combination. I taught her how to throw a three punch combination, two jabs and step in with a right hand, and that's all she needed to do. She knocked some Samoan girl out at Crestmore High School. She's like a legend down there because she knocked a Samoan girl out. Samoan girl was bullying everybody. So I got my little sister in shape. I can't beat this girl. Yes, you can. You can beat her. You got to surprise her. She doesn't think you can beat her, but you got to surprise her. So we ran for 3 or 4 months. We got her in shape. All we did was work on a three-punch combination. Bop, bop, boom. Bop, bop, boom. Over and over and over. Bop, bop, boom. Bop, bop, boom. Never no hooks. Just bop, bop, boom. And the bop, bop, boom worked, no doubt about this. So more power to her. And I remember that being somewhat of a crossroads time in my little sister's life, Raina, without a doubt. Now, tonight, of course, we've got the UFC Rock and Roll. I mentioned that, of course, Dana El Pimpo. And when I say El Pimpo, I was a cop here in San Francisco, and of course, I knew real pimps. Pimps like Leon, and pimps like Johnny, and pimps like, well, you know, they got those ghetto names, okay? But the bottom line is they were pimps, so-called pimps. Some of them look like Superfly. I mean, like the canes and that kind of stuff, and the hats, all that kind of good stuff. Oh, you know, whatever's right. You know what I mean? I get that. But they couldn't get away with giving the girl $10 on a trick. And if the girl collected $100 or something, she got half. So the hoes in San Francisco got half, but Dana's guys only get 10%. Anyway, tonight, wow, I'm going to have a problem with this guy's name, but he is trained by Khabib, of course, the lightweight champion that never, ever got beat, Khabib Nurmagomedov. And the bottom line is this young man is an outstanding fighter. He's got a record of 23 wins and one loss. He was knocked out that one time I'm talking about. Here we go. Islam Makhachev. And, of course, he is a monster, no doubt about that. And the guy that he's taking on is the guy that's coming up in weight. So, you know, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And this is combat sports. I mean, why would a guy that weighs 145 pounds want to step up and fight a guy that's dying to make 155? What I mean by dying to make 155 is that when Islam steps into that cage tonight, he's probably going to win whenever they do this. He's probably going to weigh somewhere around 190 pounds. I'm not kidding you. This is the biggest lightweight I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a guy. I thought Khabib was big. Khabib's dwarfed compared to this guy. This is how big this guy is. Anyway, Islam, once beaten, taking on Alexander Volkanovski. Volkanovski, the 145-pound champion, of course, got that. First he beat Max Holloway, then he got the gift after Max Holloway, and of course they wouldn't give him the third fight, but I thought Max deserved it without a doubt. Of course, Max, the guy if there ever was a CTE candidate in the world of combat sports, it's got to be Max Holloway. It just did. Of course, he had to win over Max Holloway in his last fight. That was the controversial one. That was at UFC 276. All in all, 25 wins for Mr. Volkanovski, the one loss. Of course, we'll see if it's two losses tonight because he's going up against Sives. Of course, he's a guy that beat down Brian Ortega. That was, like, sad, man. It just was. Brian, I think Max Holloway beat Brian the first time. And when Brian got beat the first time, of course, he was cut up. And what did they do? They let it go. And he was all cut up, and they let it go, and he was getting beat on. And he got beat on to the point where I turned my face away from because I knew could have been the golden boy. He could have been the Oscar De La Hoya of MMA, Brian Ortega. He was pretty. He could talk. He was from East L.A. He had it all going for him. He was the Oscar De La Hoya of mixed martial arts. But nah. Dana put him in death match after death match. So the first match, he wasn't ready for that death match. They put him in that death match, and when he got cut, okay, you stop the fight. So you stop the fight once the guy's cut. Once he can't win anymore, you stop the fight so he doesn't take all this punishment. But he took punishment for another 10 to 12 to 15 minutes. So when you're taking 15 minutes of an ass kicking from a guy with these 4-ounce gloves, this spit ain't right. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. Okay, that ain't right. It's just not. Okay, so Volkanovski beat up Max Holloway without a doubt, beat the snot out of Max Holloway, and then Max beat him in the rematch, didn't get the call. And I thought that was unjust. Of course, it went 5 rounds. But when you look at the big picture, as far as Volkanovski is concerned, he's given up so much height, so much size, so much reach. I hope they're paying him a lot of money for this one, man. And he's got bragging rights for this one because I think they're going to fight. Daniel says they're fighting in Australia. In Australia? If they're fighting in Australia, of course, the cat's from he is from Australia, I believe. He fights out of there, so more power to him. But I'm telling you, man, anybody fighting Khabib's guy is in deep trouble, no doubt about that. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. If you're joining us for the very first time, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is a Saturday edition. Of course, we come to you Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going. Roll the music, Daniel. I'm out of here. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So get this. Executive Suite is a band that my buddy Jose Cruz ran down here in San Francisco in the SF era in the 90s. So Larry Braggs is their lead singer. So Tower of Power is looking for a lead singer. So I said to Jeff Tamalier, hey, check out this guy Larry Braggs. So anyway, Larry gets the gig. I don't get the check. What does that mean? I don't get the check. So anyway, Larry went on to be the lead singer of the Temptations before he got fired. So bottom line is Larry's I'm bringing up music because of the fact that Burt Bacharach died this week at the age of 94. Of course, he was a legendary songwriter. Him and Hal David wrote all kinds of tunes of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Bottom line is they were an epic, they were an iconic duo without a doubt. But Burt Bacharach appeared here in San Francisco about 10 years ago, and I wanted to go, and something happened, and I bought tickets, and I was out of town. So it was a pain in the butt. But the bottom line is, you know, there's a lot of great writers as far as music are leaving us lately. Of course, Bacharach, and then about a month ago, Tom Bell of the Philadelphia fame, of course, he passed away as well. Bottom line is, man, these guys are some great writers, and of course, we are watching a generation pass before us. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of that UFC fight tonight, I think Volkanovski is going to get destroyed. I do. I mean, I feel bad for the guy. And you know, some of those fights when I watch the UFC, people don't realize this, but I turn my face away. I'm a big puss. I mean, I can't listen. I'm a former fighter. I'm a former policeman. I see people with their heads blown off. I've seen people decapitated. But the bottom line is, That didn't freak me out. But when I see people getting beat up in an MMA ring, getting hit with elbows and kicked in the head and that kind of good stuff, you know, I realize that's going to be permanent damage, residual effects, and that sort of like has some effect on me without a doubt. Anyway, bottom line is that fight tonight will be on pay-per-view, so if you can steal it, steal it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Did I really say that? No, I didn't. I didn't say that. If you can watch it through binoculars, through somebody else's window, that's the way I think you should go about it. Am I an advocate for giving Dana White money? No, never have been. Straight up, he's a nice guy. Yeah, right. Anyway, bottom line is this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I hope you've endured me for an hour. I hope you've enjoyed it. Bottom line is I try to entertain, inform, and let you know what's happening in the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, and many other channels. The great Daniel's with our producer. Daniel, take it away and take care of those kids.